All right, welcome to episode 75 of the Talking Friars podcast. You see the smile on my face today because if you're a Padre fan, you probably have this same feeling that I do. Max Scherzer, future Hall of Famer, multi-time Cy Young Award winner. He is out of the National League West, and he is signing with the New York Mets. Three-year deal, $130 million. So this sets the AAV, average annual value Major League Baseball record. So this is he's going to be the highest paid player in Major League Baseball history in terms of year by year basis. I was surprised that the Mets were going to pull this off, you know, because Scherzer didn't want to be there last year at the trade deadline. He wanted to be on the West Coast. And the Dodgers right now they're still a better team than the Mets are, I think, on paper. Right now as we stand. But the Mets got him. Steve Cohen, you know, Steven Matz, him and his agent didn't give the Mets an opportunity to match the offer that Matz signed. He goes to the Cardinals, that, you know, pissed off Steve Cohen. So much so that he opens the bank for Max Scherzer, and rightfully so. Max Scherzer is probably the second best pitcher in baseball right now, and he's 37 years old. Going to be 38 in July, next July. So the Mets, I mean, holy cow, what a great signing that looks like right now. I mean, they definitely have the best top of the rotation in baseball, 1-2 combination. DeGrom, Scherzer, they have the two best pitchers in baseball, in my opinion. They have those two guys, DeGrom and Scherzer, have the highest, I think, Fangraphs WAR among starters since 2016. They're the two best pitchers in baseball, and the Mets have them in their rotation. So good for them. Their payroll's at like $265 million. So good for the Mets, but this is what this means for the Padres. Now, you might be thinking that, you know, Max Scherzer, he's in the NL East. What does that have to do with an NL West team? And that doesn't really have much to do with it except, you know, the six or so games that they play against each other next year where Scherzer could pitch in a couple of them or in the playoffs or something where they could meet down the road. But I'm more focused on what it means because Scherzer, now that Scherzer did not sign with the Dodgers or the Giants, because those were the two teams that were mentioned along with the Angels that could bring Scherzer into their roster or back to the roster for the Dodgers' sake. But this is great news if you're a Padre fan because now the Padres do not have to face Max Scherzer in the National League West for at least the next 3 years. Scherzer does have an option on that third year, so it could be 2 years. But I think that, I mean, this is probably Scherzer's last contract unless he wants to sign a one-day thing or a 1 year with Detroit to go back there or with Washington, which is probably where he's going to go into the Hall of Fame as. But a great signing by the Mets. But this is great for the Padres because now the Dodgers got a lot worse. Well, not a lot, but I mean, they got significantly worse today if you're going to compare it to how they were in the postseason when Max Scherzer signed there or was traded there. They're just not as great of a team, you know, anymore. And so it's just a great, great day because, you know, with Scherzer not on the Dodgers now, I like our chances more, you know, to score runs, obviously. I know the Padres did well off Scherzer last year, you know, the whole Camarena thing. But, I mean, Max Scherzer's a Hall of Fame pitcher. You'd rather not face him. And that's what the NL West, including the Padres, doesn't have to do anymore. They don't have to, you know, go up against him. So that's a positive, right? The Dodgers got worse by not bringing back Scherzer. So that's a good plus for the Padres. And another thing is this could also spur, though, the Dodgers replacing Scherzer with one of the big remaining starters, and that's Robbie Ray or Marcus Stroman, someone like that. Because Kevin Gausman is off the board. He's to Toronto, five-year deal there. But John Gray's gone to Texas. They've already brought in Andrew Heaney, but the Giants or the Dodgers, I do expect – at least one of them to bring in Stroman or bring in the other bring in Stroman or Robbie Ray. So I do expect that. So maybe that's going to be unfortunate, but I'd rather face Stroman or Ray, to be quite honest, than Max Scherzer. So again, it's just a good day for the Padres. Now, it could not be so great by December 1st because Ray or Stroman does sign with the Dodgers and the Giants. But not having to face Max Scherzer is huge. And again, highest Fangraphs WAR among pitchers since 2016. So the Padres are happy to not have to face him many, many times for the next 3 years. Hopefully it's in the playoffs. We'll get to that when that time comes. But good for the Mets. And the big takeaway, I think, is just what the next move will be. I think that you just have to look for the Dodgers or the Giants to bring in starting pitchers of the highest remaining caliber to replace that Scherzer void, if you will. So, I mean, just a short episode. We'll have another episode tomorrow about pitcher free agent options. Hopefully those guys aren't off the board that we name before this December 1st deadline. The deadline, I mean, it's going to be the deadline is December 1st, right? Because that's when the CBA is gone. But I would expect signings, deals to be done tonight or by the end of tomorrow, because it takes time for all of the little terms in the contracts and the physicals to get done. So it could take time. So that teams are going to want to get these deals done. So if something happens, there's time to, go to a plan B or something like that. So the Padres still, Adam Frazier traded to the Mariners. You can see that reaction of it on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. That is posted up from this past weekend. That's the only move the Padres have made. They could bring back Pham, you know, with that $7.5 million that Frazier, now the Padres don't have to pay Frazier with. They Avisel Garcia to the Marlins. That's a big hit. That was one of the big outfielders that Jacob and I liked on that outfielder, you know, free agent episode. So that kind of stinks. Mark Canna is another one. He went to the Mets. He was another guy that I liked as a potential depth option, that Bob Melvin connection. So there are outfielders flying off the board here. Padres Twitter is a bunch, you know, they want to go with Nick Castellanos. And while that would be great to see, you know, he's the best outfielder on the market this offseason. I think that's still out of the Padres price range just because it just doesn't really make that much sense. You know, maybe after the CBA is done, it might make more sense if there's a DH that comes into play. But then that also brings in, you know, Schwarber, who's getting interest from the Marlins, and among other teams, that brings in Nelson Cruz as well. So there's options there if a DH is added. But I would look for it's AJ Preller, so I would look for him to make at least one more move. I put up a poll on the Talking Friars Twitter last night about how many moves do you think Preller's going to make before the December 1st deadline, before the lockout probably happens. I put the options as 1, 2, and 3, and a couple people replied and said 0. And I find that really hard to believe that he'll make 0 just because it's AJ Preller and seeing maybe seeing that the Dodgers didn't get Scherzer back, maybe that motivates him to kind of just keep pushing and keep, you know, trying to improve the team and create flexibility to try to knock the Dodgers, you know, on their back going into the lockout. Same with the Giants, because the Giants are going to be good, you'd think, next year as well. But this has been the episode. Again, just a quick kind of recap of the latest free agency stuff that's happening. Corey Kluber went to the Rays. That's another starting pitching depth option that's gone. So a lot of moves are happening. Buxton extended to the Twins for 7 years, $100 million. So good for him. Risk for Minnesota, but good for him to get the money. But this is the episode. Again, what this means for the Padres, which Scherzer signing for the Mets, they don't have to face him as much anymore, which is great. He's a Hall of Fame pitcher. It's great to not have to face a Hall of Fame starter there. But this also might, you know, motivate the Dodgers or Giants to make a move with, you know, by signing a Marcus Stroman or a Robbie Ray. So just keep your eyes out on that. Keep your eyes out on, obviously, on the Padres and what moves they might make. You can stay tuned to the Talking Friars Instagram and Twitter. We got you updated on all of that. And make sure to subscribe to this YouTube channel. You can just look up Talking Friars on YouTube. subscribe there, get all the videos for when the podcast episodes come out. This has been episode 75. Again, we'll be with you tomorrow, episode 76, with some pitcher free agent options for the Padres to consider. Ben Fadden here. Until next time, let's go Padres.